again, and welcome to Keep It Close to Me, the podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. I'm Chris. I'm your host, your podcast pal. And with me today, once again, is Kendall Duke.
Hi, guys.
See, and the nice thing is I can cut that little awkward silence out and it'll sound like you said it just immediately.
Okay.
Cut all this out. We're here again to talk about Game of Thrones, because even though last week's was a lot of fun to talk about, hopefully it will not have the sound problems. You will not have heard a thing just before this going like, guys, I messed up the thing again. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Hopefully this one will go, more smoothly as far as the sound quality, but if it doesn't, you know what? That's fine. It's nice just to get to talk about, stuff, and especially something that's on so many people's minds after the end of the show. I remember very specifically I think the last question I asked you last time was, what are you hoping for from the finale? And if you don't remember what she said, you can go back and listen to the last episode, but do you feel like you got what you wanted? That's the first question I want to ask is, do you feel like you got what you wanted from the finale?
No. Just okay. That's it.
I did not think so.
End of podcast, walk away. That's all we say. It's over.
Right.
Just no, period. Oh, we're done.
Okay. This is a good show. Just,
yeah.
All right.
Bye. For a quick refresher, if you don't want to go listen to the other one, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not.
You can say whatever you want.
Synopsis of what I said. I just wanted them to make it right.
Yes. And you do not feel like,
and I don't feel like they made it right. It was a lot to put on one episode. Yep. And a little bit too optimistic of me, but we talked about
it. Kind of like they maybe
should
have, the season should have been longer. So yeah, they had more time to make things.
Definitely the season should have been longer. And so that I didn't have to just put all my eggs, dragon eggs, in one basket and hope that they could make it all right in one episode, which based off of how the season went was too optimistic, but I was hopeful, you know.
Yeah.
We talked about that last time, just hoping that something you're invested in gives you a little bit more purpose and fulfills somewhat what you were expecting of it is just makes life a little more fun, a little bit more worth it. So I was very hopeful that.
Also, having low expectations sometimes makes things fun.
Yes.
Because then you're like, oh, I'm so pleasantly surprised.
And that's kind of how it started. I had low expectations when I started the episode, the series.
The series.
Not the episode, the series. This first season, really, because I was only committed to that at the time. And I had very low expectations and then was so impressed that I became invested and created expectations. I think that's kind of more the cycle of life. You start things with low expectations, then you invest, then there's no such thing as low expectations once you're invested.
Yeah.
You couldn't, right? So I don't think they made it right. I think they just continued. It's laughable.
Yeah.
It's laughable. They just continued down this path of, we're going to take 2 years off and turn them into more like cinematic episodes, less what they were before this season. And we're just going to jam pack it all. And we're going to give you crazy, fantastical things with not really any sort of explanation or reason, or we're going to just not really satisfy any of the expectations.
It really felt like it felt so much like this last season, and maybe probably some of last season also.
Yeah.
The previous season.
Yes.
And this, the last season, there was like so many things where it's just like, they weren't worried about things making sense.
Yeah.
It was more just like, oh, let's just, people will be so blown away by the spectacle, they won't think about these. I don't know if this is what the conversation was, but it feels like this is what the conversation was just like, if we give them, we're just going to worry about the big picture stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no one will care about all these character inconsistencies or like inconsistencies in the world we've set up. Like the fact that, I don't know. I don't want to like, I don't want to talk too much.
No, I mean, I don't think you, there's
that was also part of why I was like glad that we had that whole opening thing before this, not the last podcast.
This podcast,
but the earlier when we were talking about things where I was talking about stuff that had nothing to do with this, because I was like, all right, get a bunch of this talking out and then it won't feel like you're talking. But see, I'm still doing it.
No, you're not doing it. And maybe we'll say a little more Game of Thrones focused, but that's not really the point, unless it is. Yeah, I feel like
as someone who's like much more into it than me, did you feel that way? Like there was so many things with characters just seeming out of character.
Just like we invested so much time in developing Daenerys. We spent a lot of time talking about Daenerys last time. I'm passionate about her as a character.
She's like one of the main... It would be ridiculous if we didn't.
Yes, she is one of... Some could make the argument of the main character. And we just threw it all away. There's just so many not just negative emotions, but just let down emotions of what happened with Daenerys's character development and story arc. We're going to invest 6 solid seasons of like you becoming so empowered and so passionate and believe in yourself and recognize the history of your family and your father, and you're going to fight so hard to not be that, just to get to the end of season 7 and really the end of season 8 to just trash it all. Yeah. We're just going to throw it away because we can't time-wise, we can't make all of this work. So you're going to be Mad Queen now, even though that's
not
in my heart of heart, that is not the destiny for Daenerys Targaryen. It's just not. It's not what you have come to know her as throughout the TV series. And I haven't read the books, but I just have this really strong belief now that it's also not the Daenerys Targaryen you come to know in the books either. And there could be a different destiny for her maybe through that.
Yes. That was going to be one of my questions last time that I wanted to save for this one, though, which was... With the show now, and we're going to come back to a bunch of this. I mean, like, cut all this out. Did the way the show ended make you want to read the books more?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I think after I got
is that
really
not also just
it,
a, maybe a thing of going, oh, but that'll fix it if I read the books.
Yes,
then that will
then
save
that
it.
Will save it potentially, and maybe I'll just get let down twice, and maybe George R. R. Martin had a whole lot to do with the ending. I mean,
I don't think so.
I hope not. I genuinely hope he didn't. And I hope that he was really invested and involved in the beginning. And like, then they like kind of saw things going different ways and he got mad, but they had the rights. So they get to do whatever they want. And he has to kind of just be upset about it now. And I wonder if that's why there have been so many stalls and delays with his books. I mean, it's just, he's also
well,
just
I've
a very
never
methodical
heard that thing
dude.
That you said last time that was like basically like when he met with them, he didn't care about what all their pitch was. He was just like, if you can tell me this, then we can work together.
Yeah.
Which, but also I do feel like that they put a lot more, it's like I said, I mean, it really did feel kind of like they were just, I'm sick of this. Like, let's just hurry up and get through it. Like we've got to, and if we make it big and
flashy,
people will be impressed by it and not care that we did all these things. Like I heard people talking online where they were saying like, oh, you're just mad because the ending didn't work out the way you wanted to. And I'm like, I don't care what, the ending could have still been the same. Mm-hmm. It's how they got there.
Yeah.
Like you could have done a really interesting whole season of
developing
watching her.
Queen.
Yeah, watching her feel like the walls are closing in on her. But it like literally happens in one episode.
Like the in between the end of one episode and then by the beginning of the next episode, you're like, all right, she's decided she's just going to destroy a whole city of people, innocent people. And she's been so such a torch carrier for people who don't have voices in this world. And now she's just going to not care because she's mad at another queen who's trying to keep her throne. Like that makes no sense. Based off of how we've seen her develop. And I would agree. You ended the last episode asking me, what do I hope for? And I had very minimal answers. Just like, I want them to make it better. I wanted to win my fantasy league. Sorry guys, I didn't win.
Aww.
My brother took it. He took it all. He had Bran in his lineup and I didn't. So real bummer there, guys. Whew. Yeah, that one makes me mad. Just awesome.
Who did you have for being on the Iron Throne?
I picked Daenerys for the Iron Throne. I thought it was a toss-up between her and Jon. And I didn't really care who ended up on the Iron Throne. Ultimately, I now know that I feel passionately against it being Bran, sorry, the other guy.
They really shouldn't have
done
that close.
And they've changed characters' names in the TV show from the book based off of things like that, their names being too similar.
And so they still have those two.
Yeah, and then they still have those two. But Bran, I feel very passionately about Bran not being on the Iron Throne. And that's what happened. So I didn't win. But I don't know that other than him, because he just lost a lot of his character. He just had no personality by the end. I was just like, all right, this isn't fun. And no,
well, and he's not even, I think it feels like didn't he say as much? It's like, that's not who he is anymore.
Yeah. Like he makes it known to everyone that he wants for nothing because he spends his time in the past. And it's just like, I get that we need to recognize that histories are important and stories are important, which we can go on a long tangent about the story comment that Tyrion makes as his justification for Bran being the king.
Did I send you that meme that was like, and who has a better story than Bran? And then down below, it's got a picture of everyone that has a better story than Bran.
Yes, yeah. And you just want to scream, literally everyone sitting in this circle.
Just the people in that circle
have a better story than Bran.
Not that Bran doesn't have like a cool story. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like also, so do a lot of people.
Arya, pretty freaking awesome story.
Killed the Night King.
Yeah.
Like, not Jon Snow.
No. So to base it all off of this, like, we want person with the best story, but it just felt way too rushed, way too we're just gonna pick things to pick things and this makes sense to us. And I would love to hear the thoughts of the producers, because I know that they're not gonna release any thoughts currently. They're not gonna release any thoughts soon or in the near future. And I don't know if they will ever release any thoughts just to be the way they want to be. But I'm just so curious, like, why did you invest so much time and such like methodical processes into this show and then end it the way that you did, which everyone feels rushed. It is rushed.
Yeah.
And I get that maybe at this point in time, we don't need to follow everyone on the road to King's Landing, but there are certain things that we could have drawn out a little bit more. We just go straight from the Battle of Winterfell into the Battle for the Throne. And that just like makes no sense for anyone. Even Dany, who that's all she wants is the throne. Like that, it made no sense to rush right into
it.
And then to just go straight into the just killing each other at the end, or not each other, but John killing Dany at the end. Is this all like we're just doing it all right now because we feel like we have to?
Yeah, we have to wrap all of this up.
Yeah.
We only have.
And then we're just going to have giant time lapses of, oh, Tyrion's in chains and now Tyrion's still in chains, but he looks older. Like, what? Like, we've never done that in the show, but for the final episode, it just was a rushed finale. I feel like most finales kind of give you that sense of, we're going to try to cover more time to make you happy, but we don't want to invest as much time as it's actually going to take to really make you happy.
Yeah, there are a lot of things now that I'm thinking about where it's things that people have like big built up followings and like feelings about where they do that thing where it's like you get the ending, but then they also have to do like a, oh, now here's 10 years later
yeah.
or here's whatever to show you like where everybody, what happened
ended
to everyone.
Yeah,
yeah. Or like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, but it's just like rushed. We suddenly all meet in the dragon pit, the fighting pit, outside of King's Landing. And we're like, now we're all in the future a little bit. It was very rushed. It didn't seem to fit anything that they had been setting you up for. And we addressed this last episode. Not everything in Game of Thrones was expected, but it kind of still fits. You know,
yeah.
Even if it was, you were so thrown off by it, you didn't expect it, you didn't see it coming, it made sense when you reflect on it. A lot of major twists, a lot of major turns, upsets and successes. You're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. But now that I think about it, it works. And nothing about the last season, not nothing, that's a very large statement, but not a lot of the last season makes sense in that regard. Like,
yeah,
a lot of unexpected things happen, but not all of them have that full circle of ultimately this makes sense to me.
Yeah,
even if I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
So so many other things. What I remembered to ask you earlier, and now I get to finally ask you, was, and I don't know how well this fits in with our discussion of the final season, but last time you said you feel like we were harshing too much on Game of Thrones and the way it's come to an end and how it hasn't satisfied the viewers or fans that have been following it since the beginning. It just kind of dwindled off and let us all down a little bit. But you were talking about how in the first season and throughout the entire show, there are so many moments where you're just like, as a viewer, you're like, yes, like this, like, was awesome yes. to watch, mind-blowing. Yes. Like, I never thought I would see something like that. And it shocked me and awed me in the best kinds of way and the worst kinds of way, but still yeah. all in yeah. good ways. Yeah. But you made a comment that a scene in the first season made you laugh,
uh-huh.
like, until you cried,
mm-hmm.
but also made you feel bad. But yes. then, yeah. So I was really curious.
You want to know what it was?
I want to know what scene that was.
It was when that horse got its head cut off. When it's like the mountain cuts that horse's yes. head off, right?
No.
I was just like, this is family friendly, so I'm not gonna say, but it was like a very holy crap moment.
Yes.
Of just like what?
Yeah.
I could not believe it. But I was like, that's sure. horrible, but it's not real, so uh-huh. it's okay. But I was like, it just caught me so off guard. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could not stop laughing. And then I was like, oh, this is horrible. And I was like, it was gross. I was like, I was grossed out and I was like, oh, this is disgusting and horrible. But also I could not have imagined that happening in a million years. And it just like, it happened so fast. And it was like, it was incredible.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it's both horrible and amazing.
Yeah.
But yes, that's what it was.
And I wish I had made a bet with someone and told someone else. I think I could have told you that was the moment you were like, because he was like, it made me laugh, but it was horrible. And I was like, so many things in this show.
There's a lot of stuff
can do
like
that for
yeah.
you. But I was, because I had a moment when I tried to get someone else to watch this show with me, a good friend of mine. I was like, I'm the only one I know other than my brother who's watching this show right now. I need a comrade to talk to about this.
This is also interesting the way that you've, the picture of like the way that you've painted of the way that like, it's just crazy to me that like the show has seemed like such a huge show
mm-hmm.
and like such an like in air quotes important show and like mm-hmm. there's people always talking about it and stuff, and then for you to go like, I couldn't find anyone else to watch it with, whatever, it's like, wow, your experience with this has been so much different than mine.
Yeah,
because I was like I can't get people to shut up about it.
Oh man,
you know, like, but also I have been watching it since it
started,
so it was like very much people were still like exciting. It was like excited and new and yeah, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But I even came into the game late.
Yeah.
Came into it late and still struggled around like season 3 to find anyone in my like college that I was friends with that wanted to watch it. Everyone
right.
was like, oh my gosh, like you watched that. So much judgment. Jeez, just it's fun. Just get past the gore.
Yeah.
And I remember making someone sit down and watch it with me. And we got to the episode where, because it's not very far in, or maybe it's halfway through the first season. I honestly cannot remember. But I know the exact scene that you're talking about so vividly, because that's when a friend of mine who had made it to that episode. And during that scene, she was like, I can't do it. I cannot watch this show. that is my line. Like, and we had seen brutal things
yeah.
before that. Brutal things happening to people before
yep.
that. And
doesn't
that
matter.
Was it. That was the line that they crossed. And my friend was like, nope, you got to find another person. I cannot watch this show. I can't believe they just decapitated a horse. And I wanted to be like, they don't put this in there, but no horses were harmed in
yeah,
the making of
course.
This TV
it's
show.
Like they...
But it's so vivid and real. And you hear like a terrible neigh. It's a vivid scene.
Yes, it's visceral.
But it was that real to her that she was just like, I can't do it. I cannot witness these kinds of things.
It could have gone a very different way for me. Yeah. As someone who likes animals so much.
Yeah.
And, like, wants them all to be okay and happy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Were there any other scenes that you were thinking it might have been? Because I can think of another one that kind of had a little bit similar reaction for me.
Similar reaction where you were laughing.
Where I was like, this is something horrible, but I didn't feel bad about it. I was like, this is something horrible, but this is hilarious.
Yeah. I ran through my brain a few different things that could have happened, but I knew it was the horse.
It was
the horse based off the way you talked about it. And I was like, you really like, you can laugh about that and not feel too bad because no, a horse didn't actually die. It's fake. it's a horse. A lot of the other things that happened in the first season that I can think that are a little bit laughable because they're so outrageous. If you tell people that you laughed at it, they may be like, well, you're horrible.
You're a sociopath.
You have no feelings. And that's terrible. A couple of the like Bran getting pushed out the window and like what's happening previous to Bran getting pushed out the window.
It is pretty funny the way that he does it. Like he does it like it's a joke.
Yeah.
Which it kind of is, but boy, he was not expecting that to turn out the way it did. That part was pretty funny too. The big one that sticks out to me, the other one that like jumps out to me is one where it's like, this is something really horrible. Actually, early on in the show, they had a lot of stuff where it's like something horrible would happen and it would be part funny and part, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
But when Danny's brother gets killed with that, where they dump that molten stuff on him and he's like, here's your crown or whatever, you know, it's like, he's just, and it's like someone getting... Do you remember that?
Yes,
like,
but that's not in the first season.
That's not the first season?
I don't know. I can't believe that it's in the first season because you want him to die for so long. I don't think it's in the first
season.
Maybe it is.
And I feel like it has to be.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like I don't feel like they were still dealing with him in the second season. Like,
maybe.
I don't think that dude was
maybe he dies in the first season.
Because that guy's been in other stuff. And it's like I recognized him when you first see him. And it's like, I don't remember him being in the second season at all. Also, though, to be fair, both of those, the first two seasons happened so long ago, it's very possible that I'm just running them together.
You could be right, because I'm it's all...
You watched them all in like binge watching, yes. though, so it could be even more
mixed up for you.
Yeah. But I feel like I don't remember him being in the second season at all. So that was like towards the end of the first season.
Okay.
But maybe it was, whichever season it was in though, it was definitely a thing where I was like, this is gruesome, mm-hmm. but also I'm so glad he's getting killed. But what do you think of that?
That you're glad someone's dying?
Yeah. Even though it's fake.
Yeah.
That you're going, I'm glad. It's like we talked about with Joffrey, like how much time did I spend actively hoping for this character's death? And it's like, is that healthy to be glad when someone dies, even if they're not real?
I think it's dealing with that problem of you watched him treat Dany so poorly. You watched him sell her to a Dothraki leader, and you watched him like basically tell her, you don't really matter to me other than being a pawn in my claim to the throne. And I'm going to use you to make this guy happy. But he's a savage. I recognize that. I recognize that he doesn't speak the same language as you. I recognize that I am setting you up for a terrible life.
Yeah. And I don't care.
And I don't care at all, because the only thing I care about is the throne. And so you can't help but hope that that guy gets
justice
or comeuppance. Yeah. His comeuppance, there's so many other phrases that you can.
Yes.
His do. When there's something with. There's a like phrase with the word do. I'm rambling. Way not the point. But you watch him treat her so poorly that you're kind of like, how does this guy still think he's important at all? Because you then watch throughout the course of the first season, you watch Danny start off as someone who like doesn't say much. I went back and watched the first episode again, just because I'm like probably going to rewatch the whole thing now and get disappointed at the end again, but be so excited at the beginning.
Oh man, what if we rewatched it all
together,
and then talked about it?
Maybe. Like, yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
I watched the first episode yesterday, just because I was like, I can't give this up yet.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated.
Would you want to play a Game of Thrones video game?
Are there Game of Thrones video games?
I think there must be, but it's like probably not. I don't know what they're like.
Yeah, I would. I would play a Game of Thrones video game. I think the only one that I know of that exists is like one of those, like, you're just like choosing like scenarios, uh-huh. but you're not like playing. You're like watching a game type film, and mm-hmm. you're like choosing like, do I trust him or do I run away type things, and then your character proceeds to do it for you.
That feeling though of you're going like, I just don't want to be out of this world yet.
Yeah, no.
I want to like, I feel like I have that situation like sometimes when so I don't think I'm going to do an episode about it, guys, but I just saw Detective Pikachu the other day with Jess, and it was amazing.
Aww.
I loved it so much. I mean, it literally, it was like, it felt magical. Like there was a point in like the first, you know, like 5 minutes where nothing was even going on. It was just like beautiful shots of this world. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of going through and you see some birds like flying by, like, you know, kind of by the camera. Cause the camera's like up. I mean, this is all digital, I'm sure, but like the camera's going by and some birds. And I went, oh, those aren't just birds. Those are Pokemon. And they were, they're Spearows. They're not just some random bird. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of going around different places in the countryside where, and there's just like Pokemon hanging out, like, and they just look like they're really there.
Yeah.
And it looks like real life. And they're just being little animals. And I was going, oh, look at that. I realized, I was like, you are giddy right now at just seeing these Pokemon. And I was like, if the whole movie was just this, was just shots of Pokemon out in nature, walking around, doing stuff, that's fine. This can be the whole movie. And I was going, like, when we got out of the movie, I was just like, I want to go live there.
Yeah.
I want to go live in Rhyme City where this takes place. Cause I was like, I just, that world is so, seems so wonderful. And I wish I could like figure out what it is about Pokemon that speaks to so many people and that it has makes it seem so like, oh, this world just seems wonderful and pure. And like, I wish I could figure out what that is. But that feeling of like, when I got out of there, I was like, I want to get online and I want to find clothes like these people wear. I want to dress like this. And I just want to live in this Pokemon world and pretend that real life is not what it is because this, but it's that thing. It's totally that thing of going like, I don't want to give this world up yet. It was so nice. Even though, but the Game of Thrones world is like,
it's not nice.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm like comparing the two in my mind. Cause I did not watch,
it's called Detective Pikachu.
I didn't watch Detective Pikachu recently, but as you're
it
saying
just came it, out like a couple weeks ago. So.
Yeah. But as you're saying that, I'm like, oh, like I want to live in that world because I loved Pokemon growing up and they're so cute and unique and they have powers and it's a combination of all the like most amazing things. And
we should go see that before you leave.
All right.
Because I want to see it again.
And you want to watch someone else be just amazed.
Yes. Yeah. Especially if you have like any kind of connection to it. Yeah. Like where you did like it in the past, like, cause I've probably told this story on a different episode. I literally got the first copy of Pokemon on Game Boy in the city of Memphis.
Wow.
When it first came out, nobody knew that it was going to be like a big thing. And I had to go to like all these different video game stores just to try to find a copy of it.
Oh.
And it was like, cause nobody had heard of it yet. I was like, yeah, it's this game. And then like literally like, guy that like finally at the place that I went to that had one copy of it that they had just got because I was like, I know it's supposed to come out this day. I read that it's supposed to come out this day. And I was like, I want to check this out. And the guy was like looking at it and then like looking at me and looking at it and looking at me and just like, this is the one you want. Like it just didn't seem to connect. I was like, look, I don't know. I just heard this game is supposed to be really cool. I had heard that it was like huge in Japan.
Okay.
But it, you know, nobody had heard of it in America yet. Or, I mean, people had, but it was not like a
big thing yet.
Yeah, it wasn't. No one knew it was going to take off like it did. Yeah, so to like have that connection to it where it's like, if you've got any kind of connection to Pokemon,
you should watch this
from your childhood, like I think you will
love it.
Love it, yes.
Awesome, yeah. But then it's a wholesome, like happy world Pokemon is.
And there's still sad stuff and like bad stuff happens.
Yeah, bad things happen and you're like, oh, like it gets at your heart, but you're not watching horses' heads get with like lots of blood spewing out.
Yeah.
And so when you say that, I don't know that I would want to live in Game of Thrones unless I knew it was one of those like alternate reality things and I knew I wasn't going to actually die at some point. Then maybe.
I think you're definitely going to die at some point in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But like if I knew my actual person, like if I had the choice between like staying here and living this semi-normal
life. If I had the choice between staying here and living this like a normal life, and getting, they're like, all right, transported magically, we're going to take you to Pokemon.
I know. You would pick Pokemon.
I would pick Pokemon.
But like, if someone was like, now you choose between this world or forever Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be
there. I
do not
want to be in
that
world.
But you want to be like immersed in it.
Yeah.
You want to watch it and try to
understand
it.
I want to be passively immersed in it where I don't have to worry about getting stabbed.
Yeah. No, where I don't have to worry about like, are you going to poison me now? because I will pass on this cup of wine.
But if I die in the middle of a Pokemon battle by some freak accident where a Pokemon kills me, I'm like, this is the best possible way. This is how I want to go.
Yeah. And no one wants to get decapitated. So.
Hey, don't.
No one. All right. Maybe someone. Maybe. All right. No one in this room right now wants to be decapitated by Joffrey.
Yeah. I don't want to die via Joffrey.
Yeah. Right.
No matter.
And then knowing that if your spirit lives on in that world, then knowing like you're the person who kills you may not actually ever get justice. Like that's just not where I want to be full time, but part time.
But part-time, yeah.
And not
really. What if there's like a Game of Thrones VR?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
For sure.
Maybe into that?
Yeah. Okay. And I'd want it to not just be like I'm like have a...
You
want
to go and like deal with people.
I need to like sit down and talk to Tyrion for a while.
Yeah.
And let's play the assumption game, dude. Because I'm going to assume some stuff about you, even though I know way more about you.
About you, yeah. Ooh, but then what if he asks you a few questions and then he's like really getting at the core of you?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that thing? There's this toy that they used to have, and I can't remember what it was called, but it was like a little round thing with like a little screen and like three buttons. And it was like a 20 questions toy where it's like, you think of something and it's going to figure it out. And it's just this little toy that's like not connected to the internet or anything. I don't know how it worked. I don't know, but it was like so often, and you could even think of stuff like specific, like proper nouns, you know, or like actual people. And it would guess. And I was like, this is insane. Like, this is madness. I don't know how this can, just from like a couple questions, can figure out who I'm thinking of. And then I was thinking about, oh, and that toy was like from a million years ago. So it's like, what if now they have like VR video game Tyrion can like ask you a couple of questions, you know, and then you pick on the thing, you answer. And then it's like, he starts like assuming things about you and you're like, oh no, he's right.
Yeah.
And what...
I bet they could. I bet they could create that.
That's scary to me.
It is.
But also like exciting because it's like, oh, that would be such an interesting world to get to go live in. But video, that's the thing. I think we're getting into like a whole other thing with video games. And we should talk about this more when we play Red Dead. But
yeah.
The idea, I think that like video games could be so much more than they are.
Mm.
Like they seem so like stuck into these same kind of like boxes.
Yeah.
It's like a sports game, a kill game,
mm-hmm.
you know, a like whatever,
yeah.
you know, racing. There's just like these, and it's like, you could do stuff like, I just want to go have a 4-hour conversation with Tyrion, make that a video game.
Yeah.
Why aren't people doing stuff like that? Why aren't people making like weird experience, make it like with VR and video games? There's like, it seems like there's so much opportunity to let people go have these like crazy experiences. I've got this video game that was like really fun. That's just called Endless Ocean. And it's literally a game. You can't win it. You can't lose it. There's nothing to it other than you're like this person who's working on like a research ship, like at like a coral reef or something. And you just go and swim around and take pictures of things and like look at stuff and you kind of log things sometimes. And sometimes there's like, oh, keep an eye out for this or whatever, but it's mostly just relaxing and you're underwater. The whole game is just, and I was like, man, if they had a VR of this, it would be
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. And I'm sure someone has got some, there probably is something like this, but I had it on like the Wii and it's just literally just swim around and do nothing. It's just relaxing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't more people doing weird things like this? Like, or stuff where it's just let people go do something that they're never going to get to do normally.
Yeah. Well, this, I mean, you probably have, but you've heard of Westworld.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're describing has just made me think of Westworld and like in artificial intelligence.
Did you watch that?
Yes.
Okay.
I was very
Have you watched both
that.
Seasons?
I have.
I've only watched the first season.
Okay. All right. So you should watch the second season.
I felt like a lot of people were really disappointed. And I liked the first season so much.
Yeah.
I was like, I kept putting it off because I was like, I don't want to be disappointed.
I liked the first season so much. Very similar, not similar letdown, but kind of. The second season didn't live up
it
to what
like
I
wanted. With a lot of
wanted.
These things, they have a great idea to start, and then it takes off big, and then they're like, okay, we don't know where to go now.
Yeah, well, like, very different routes with the two, though, and I'm not trying to turn this into Westworld, but they just seemed
we could
like,
do a Westworld podcast.
They just though. Seemed, probably, they just seemed, basically, we'll just do, like, all of the HBO series. Have you seen Pretty Little Lies?
I have not.
Yeah, that one's good.
I've heard that was very
and
good.
And the second season's about to come out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll live up to the first season.
That's the thing that sucks. Every one of these shows that has, like, an amazing first season, I'm always, like, so gun-shy on the second season because I'm like, there's no way it's going to be as good.
Yeah.
They're going to just be floundering trying
like
to figure out.
But Game of Thrones got you through
a number
a
of
solid,
seasons.
Solid amount of seasons where you're like, that was good. It wasn't until, for me, it wasn't
I won't,
until
I guess
like,
I won't be able to fully comment on that until we do this rewatch
party. Okay. Yeah.
Of our series.
Series.
Yeah. Of, because
we're just going to trap ourselves in a, in someone's house for 72 hours. No, we need
much,
like,
more.
Much more. Is it more than 80 hours? It's around 80 hours.
Is that right?
I think season eight puts it at a little over 80 hours, but because a kid did it.
I guess it's not.
A kid did it in a weekend. He trapped himself in on like a Friday and like didn't go anywhere.
Rewatched the whole thing.
Like didn't stop. To the finale of season seven.
Okay.
He did it in less than 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, okay. It can be done.
So it can be done.
We could get a lot done if we put our minds to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like a real commitment.
I don't know if I have 3 full days.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wouldn't want to, because then it's like torture.
Too much. Yeah. Then you get to parts where you're just like, I can't even appreciate how good this is.
Even as the person who watched Mortal Kombat Annihilation every day for a year, there's still stuff where I'm like, that doesn't seem like a good idea. Doesn't seem like a good way to spend your time. Well, let's get back a little bit more into Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Then. So I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and they were saying like, oh, I like that it was kind of like a melancholy ending. I was like, I honestly don't care what the ending was. They were like, he was like, I like that it wasn't like a fairy tale happy ending. And I was like, I didn't need it to be a fairy tale happy ending. I just didn't like, it just felt like it didn't make sense for some of these things to happen. It's like it felt like a real cheap way out of something. I mean, that's the kind of verbiage we used last time too. Some of that stuff just feeling like cheap. All of those things add up to make it like where you're like, I can't really enjoy this like I want to.
Yeah.
But since we have said all of that stuff, let's talk about if there are any things that we liked about the last episode.
Oh man, because I'm still so caught up on things I don't like.
Well, we can go back to that, but I want to shift it a little bit because we've been doing like a lot
really
of
negative.
And I have
we're
a couple
not
things.
Negative people.
There's and you were like there. I have. There was one part. I mean, I don't think you saw this because I was trying to be quiet. But there was one part where I was like jumping up and down
because
like I was being overly dramatic about how cool something was. But something happened, and I was just like, that was great.
You know, I think I can just read your mind, and I know what you're thinking because I didn't actually see you jumping up and down.
But that's exactly what I was doing.
That's exactly what you're doing. And I have
the movement that she did to imitate what I was probably doing was like exactly what I was doing.
Yes, I can read your mind and I can predict the moment you're talking about.
I hope I'm going to be so excited.
I'm going to write it down.
Oh, okay.
So just so it doesn't seem like I'm lying, and I'm probably going to be wrong.
Oh, I was going to, I mean, you could just say it and then.
No, I'm not going to say it first. You have to reveal your moment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then if I am right, I have proof that I was right.
Right.
And if I am wrong, I'm just going to.
Well, if you're wrong, I bet you will still be talking about a moment that I liked.
Yes. So you can go ahead.
Is the moment you're thinking of that it happened in the first half of the episode?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember what half.
Did it happen? Okay. Well,
don't talk about it anymore because I'm writing it down. All right.
So. Also, I'm like looking away.
No,
like
yeah,
I can
you
see
can't,
what you're
you can't
doing.
See what I'm doing. So go ahead. Explain your moment.
I'm waiting until you put your phone down.
I've written it down.
So. And I think this was like almost at the very beginning of the episode. Mm. It may not have been. It all kind of runs together. But the part where Danny comes in to address the army,
mm-hmm.
and she comes in and she's now in all black.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't like this, I mean, even though if they could have gotten it there, but when she walks out there, those dragon wings open up behind her. And it looks like she just has huge, giant dragon wings. I was just like, this is amazing. Like, and that's such a dumb, like, it's not even anything to do with the show. It was just like,
it looks so cool.
This is so awesome. like, I was just like, that's the kind of stuff where I'm like, yes, you can trick me with spectacle mm-hmm. part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you go, hey, I know that's like such, it's not even, it's nothing.
Yeah.
But it's like, when those wings opened up, I just couldn't help. I was like, oh, yes. Was that what you thought it was?
No, not at all what I thought it was.
What did you think it was?
That's very cool. I thought it was the burning of the throne.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was, but it was like, that seems like something that's actually like, yes.
Yes.
Finally. Well done.
Yeah.
This is like a dumb, like.
Yeah. I that's kind of why I thought I could read your mind.
Yeah.
I was like, that was just such an obvious, like, like that needed to happen.
That exactly.
But,
yes. But it was definitely a thing of like, because I wouldn't normally have that kind of reaction to a TV show. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be something that's like so dumb that it makes me have a dumb reaction to it. like normally I'd be like, I mean, not that I don't, obviously I'm an excitable person. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't get excited about TV shows, but in a public setting like that, I would probably not try to, I would try to
tone it down.
Yeah. I'd try to be a little bit better behaved,
yeah.
But man, and was, Jake just turned and was like,
who are you?
Exactly. Yes. I was like, oh my God. Yes. Look at that.
Look at that. She's got dragon wings, but she doesn't actually.
I was like, that's so dumb, but it's perfect. And then the way that that whole shot, then the way they frame, and also I'm like a nerd for like things that are like shot well, mm-hmm. which is a thing this show has in spades. But anytime something sets, well, it's like when you do comics, you're like, you're always kind of trying to think of like, oh, how could I make this moment look really cool? How would I frame? Where would mm-hmm. I, where should I put the camera for this to like make it look really cool? And to have something like that happen, it just seemed very like, to me, that was like a very comic book kind of moment where it's like, you could hear the, that's like when you want to hear the character's theme just blast, you know, or something, or it's like, she just, it, it was visual, you know, you're getting visual information about the character. Like this is who she is now.
Yeah.
And it's like, if there had been three more episodes between the last episode and then that one,
it could have been very satisfying.
That could have been like amazing. Yeah. But for me in that moment, it was just like, that's so cool visually, even though I completely recognize it's also kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But it's like so cool. Just in that moment, I was like overcome with excitement. But yeah, then the, with the throne though, it was like very much like, yes, finally, someone get rid of this stupid thing. It's like, wow, I've got an awesome meme about that to send you now.
Yeah.
I don't think I've already sent it to you. I've been sending out a lot of Game of Thrones memes this week.
I have, haven't gotten any. I'm a little offended. Yeah.
Oh, well then. Yeah. Well, also, you had said you didn't want to talk to me about it until I had rewatched the episode.
So I did. I did say that.
So maybe that's why I have not been sending them. Okay, you're going to get them all now. So
all right, good luck. I'm ready.
So that was one dumb thing. And of course, like, but that was something I liked, even though it was just strictly from like a visual
perspective.
And then the way she's standing there while after the wings go down, they cut to like a different shot. Well, after they've cut to the army and then they're cutting back to her while she's giving this speech. And there's that, you know, that's taking place in that kind of like broken, what is, it's like a courtyard or something. I don't know, but there's charred, broken rubble behind of a wall and stuff behind her that the way she's framed in the shot, even when the dragon wings are gone, it still kind of looks like she has black wings coming.
And you paid such close attention. That just hits you so well. Yes. And you're, I think, more of an artist's perspective.
I'm always kind of thinking about, like, I love trying to figure out how creative people come to something.
Yeah.
Like, just figure, like, oh, man, how did you even conceive of that shot? Or, like, all those kinds of things like that where I'm just going, like, I mean, it goes for writing as well, but it's especially when something is, like, it's one thing to write, Danny walks into the opening and Drogon opens his wings behind her. And it's then to like fully visualize that all out and make it work is probably more difficult than it is to just type,
just
it,
type out. It out. Yeah.
So to make those things really work, and so many things have to go right to make it look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was something I liked.
Yeah.
What was something you liked?
Well, I appreciate your perspective because I don't think many things happened in the show that I was like, that just looks really cool. I mean, when dragons are flying and burning things, of course you're like, well, that's so cool to see that. But I don't know that I think about things in that same lens of, oh, like this is the perfect way to frame this moment. Because,
and I think about that stuff a lot.
Yeah. And I have very little artistic ability. So it's more just like,
but I'm like super interested in, it's like the way you said that thing about like, you hope that this, and this is a thing that fascinates me too, is like, When things, and it seems to be even more so when things go wrong, when people make something and it's like, especially something like this, where it's like a ton of money and time and all this stuff was spent on it, and it comes out weird or wrong, like finding out how that happened, like the behind the scenes on that stuff. And it's usually like years later, somebody writes a book, you know, like not like even someone involved, like someone just does the work of like talking to people and like collecting interviews and going, stitching the timeline together of like, this is how this happened. Someone pieces all the various stories and whatever together and then turns it into a book that kind of paints a picture of how some of these things happen. Like, that stuff is fascinating to me. And I bet you anything, it may take a couple of years, but eventually someone will put out a book about all the behind the scenes stuff of like making not just the show, but I bet there will be books that are just about how this last season happened that I think will be I would be more excited to read that in some cases than I would to like watch the show or the movie or whatever.
Wow.
Like there's this movie I really like called John Carter. Have you ever seen it? Mm-mm. I didn't think so. Just because most people have not seen it, okay. Like, which is the problem.
Yeah.
It was a movie they spent a ton of money on and then not many people saw it, but it's like an incredible movie. It's really, really good. It's directed by Andrew Stanton, who had like a real passion for it. And he's like one of the guys, he's from Pixar. Mm-hmm. He's he directed Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
And like, he's a really good director. And this was like the first thing he'd ever done live action, but there was still a ton of CGI and stuff. So it was like, he still had a handle on, and coming from Pixar, he knows how a lot of that computer stuff works. Mm-hmm. That's such a stupid way to put it. He understands how a lot of that computer stuff works.
Yeah.
But there's like, I've got a book now. I'm just like, when I saw the movie, I was like, I don't get why more people aren't seeing this. Like it was a huge flop.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is a bummer because the movie was actually really good. And they just put it on Netflix, which got me thinking about it again. Okay. But I've got this book that talks about where literally someone has done this thing where it's like explaining what went wrong behind the scenes. And it's all this stuff that has nothing to do with the movie. You find out that it's like, it's all these things where it's like, oh, wow, this is, I mean, in the short version of it is basically like this studio executive kind of sabotaged it because it wasn't his thing. He was like, it was the person who was there before him. So he came in and was like, I don't want that to do well because it will look bad on, or it will look good on this other guy if this does really well. But it's way more complicated than that. But like those stories, and you never know. And it's like, we are giving the guys from Game of Thrones a really hard time about this, but it's because they're like the public face of the show, you know, of like, as far as the people in charge of the creative aspects. And it's like, it may turn out that it is, they wanted to do all these things way differently. And you never know what some of this stuff is.
Yeah.
And you don't find out until years later. Yeah. But I'm very interested to hear
what all happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting for the behind the scenes, but I just feel like everything we've been told in the now does lead us to believe that the directors like had this vision for it.
Yeah.
And so maybe a book will come out or more information will come out to make me be like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Or maybe like a YouTube video about all of it.
Or a YouTube video. Yeah, that could work. But as for the behind the scenes and all the work that goes into it, I think next May 26th, so this Sunday, they're releasing another episode that's like about the what went into making Game of Thrones. So it's already happening with like production props.
But anything that's like an official thing like that is going to be
it's not going to go into any nitty gritty. It's just going to be like, hey, here's some recognition and some like how we did some of this stuff. I've seen a bunch of their stuff with like lighting people on fire, because in almost like in any scene that they have someone on fire, it was real. They just like a lot of the stuff in the background was added to it and it's fake, but they literally lit people on fire too.
It's an easy,
as real as possible.
I mean, it's like, that's a stunt that is like probably much cheaper and easier to do in real life than a computer.
Yeah, for sure. So they're about to release some of that. And I don't know that I'm going to ever see a side to David and Dan's perspective of this. That's like, all right, that makes sense now. I think maybe one day they'll release it. But it just from everything else, HBO wanted to keep making more money off of it. HBO was willing to give them more seasons, more time, and they didn't take it. And so
but maybe it was one of those things where they didn't take it because they knew that like the way that HBO wanted to take it was like completely
different than the way they did,
was completely like artistically bankrupt.
Oh, okay.
You know,
maybe, but it seemed like they had more ability to be artistic and to
maybe
be
not. I'm wanting to kind of...
You want to push back, and that's okay. There's no...
Well, it's not just pushing back against you. I'm also kind of wanting to cover our bases in case it comes out later that it's like, no, things did not go the way they wanted, and they were kind of like forced to do it this way.
Yeah.
And it's like, so it doesn't look like we were just being jerks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be a jerk right now.
Okay, go for it.
They've hurt my my heart with the way that they took it. If something comes out that shows the reasoning behind all of it, I will admit I was wrong. But I just think that from the perspectives that I've been able to see so far, they had opportunities to make it more artistic and make it just more thoughtful in their ending, and they just seemed ready to be done with it. And
yeah.
And that's just sad, because there are so many people invested in this world and invested in all of these characters, and to watch so much hard work just kind of
get thrown away
and not fully actualized. It's so sad. It just makes me sad.
Nothing's sadder than somebody tripping at the finish line.
Yeah.
Not sticking the landing, which
dropping is the baton on the third lap.
Yeah. It's like that thing of, but to be fair, like with big creative things, especially things that become like huge pop culture things, where suddenly there's a lot of people that have expectations that they want met or they want satisfied. It's like sticking the landing is like, so I think hard. The hardest part of like current big pop culture stuff. I know you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, right?
Not yet.
But it's something that I feel like does a great job of sticking the landing. But it's also because they spent like 3 years just working on the story, which I think they did not do for
Game of Thrones. No.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. We're going to stop it right there because right after that, Kendall's roommate came home and caused a little bit of a distraction, interruption for us. And then there was a little pause, a little break in there. And this seems like a good place to stop that too. So next week, be back here for the final part of our Game of Thrones finale and sort of just overall talk. And then we'll be done. With that part. But then there's other stuff. Got all kinds of other things already recorded for you guys to hear that I hope you will enjoy. Not ready to tell you what all of them are yet, because then you would just be thinking about that instead of thinking about the rest of this Game of Thrones talk, which I hope you are enjoying, because I enjoyed getting to have the talk. And, you know, that's important too, I guess. I don't know. Look, so thank you for listening. All the social media stuff, you know the deal. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next time. I love you all. I'll leave you with this. Do you remember your stuff?
I remember my one question.
Okay.
Yes.